As the Mets have long suffered in the pinstriped shadow of New York City's other baseball team, you know, the one that's won the World Series 27 times, more than any other team by far, Kevin Kim couldn't care less.
No, I'm not a Yankee fan. I don't like those guys. Can't do it.
Yankees, schmankies. Kim says true New Yorkers bleed blue and orange for the Mets.
They're the real team. They're the working man team, definitely.
Queens resident Sherry Rogers agrees.
They have Queens people in Staten Island, Brooklyn, most of Manhattan if they're smart.
Notice she didn't say the Bronx, the home of Yankee Stadium. For Ronnie Reyes, it's more about character than about neighborhoods, especially now that more Yankee fans are cheering for the Mets.
There's a lot of Yankee fans that just jump on the bandwagon. You ask them a question, oh, what's a double play? They won't know. You know what I mean? But when you're a Mets fan, you know baseball.
And you know your history, like 72-year-old Mel Rogers.
I was a Brooklyn Dodger fan. They left in 57. I became a Met fan even though they didn't even exist till 62.
That's the year the Mets officially started playing ball after the Dodgers and the former New York Giants packed their bags for California. It created a new generation of hardy baseball fans, some from divided New York families, like Millie Rivas, who says she's from a family of Yankee supporters.
I'm the only Mets fan, and they're always laughing at me.
What did they say?
We're always losing.
For Aaron Weil, that's kind of like chicken soup for the Met lover's soul.
You get used to losing, so it's a real life team. You know, the Yankees, we won. You know, the Mets, you learn some resilience from the Mets.
And you learn humility, something that many Met fans argue their crosstown rivals may want to embrace.
Let's go, Mets!
Thank you! Let's go, Mets!
Hanzi Luong, NPR News, New York.
Guaranteed you have the time of your life because the Mets are really sucking the ball, knocking those off.